We are going to get started with our next presentation, which is entitled Venue Reform, Legislative Updates and Current Developments. We have a great panel for you today. In the middle of our panel is Amy Quackenboss. She is the Executive Director of the American Bankruptcy Institute in Alexandria, Virginia. Prior to joining ABI as Deputy Executive Director and General Counsel, Amy practiced law at Hunt & Andrews Kurth, where she focused her practice on bankruptcy litigation and restructuring. In 2002, she was honored with the H. Saul Clark Award by the State Bar of Georgia for her commitment to pro bono work. Ms. Quackenboss received her undergraduate degree from Miami University of Ohio and her law degree from Washington and Lee School of Law. And upon graduation, she clerked for a U.S. magistrate judge in the Southern District of West Virginia. To Amy's left is Cliff White. Mr. White is the former head of the Justice Department's United States Trustee Program. Before he retired from that position in 2022, Cliff served as the U.S. Trustee Program's director for 17 years. During his tenure, the U.S. Trustee Program implemented key provisions of the Comprehensive Bankruptcy Abuse Prevention and Consumer Prevention Act of 2005 and the Small Business Reorganization Act of 2019. He also developed new enforcement strategies to address creditor and debtor violations of bankruptcy law, protect consumer debtor rights, and uphold Chapter 11 requirements by limiting executive bonuses, policing professional conflicts of interest and fees, and opposing improper third-party releases and other prohibited practices. Mr. White has received two presidential rank awards, the highest awards given to career government senior executives from President George W. Bush and also President Barack Obama. He is currently employed by a financial technology and services firm and continues to speak and write widely on bankruptcy topics. Last but certainly not least, our fearless moderator today, Eric Van Horn. Eric is a partner in Spencer Fain's Dallas office. He assists clients nationwide with all aspects of bankruptcy, reorganizations, negotiations, collection actions, multi-jurisdictional insolvencies, and corporate liquidations. Eric received his undergraduate degree from the University of Texas and also his law degree from the University of Texas. And while he was in law school, he was a research assistant to Professor Jay Westbrook. And he also interned for the Honorable Frank Monroe, who is a retired U.S. bankruptcy judge for the Western District of Texas. After graduation, he also was the judicial law clerk for Judge Leif Clark, who is a retired U.S. bankruptcy judge also in the Western District of Texas. I know we're going to have a great panel on this topic, so please join me in welcoming our panelists.
Thank you very much, Kelly. We've obviously had some discussions about venue throughout this morning, starting off with Jay's comments at the beginning of recent developments, and it's kind of been discussed off and on through a couple of the panels, both Mass Torts and the Circuit Splits panel. So we're going to hopefully provide a legislative aspect to it, as well as recent developments in the case law. And to start with that, we're going to turn it over to Amy to talk through just the statutes and some of the statistics, recent statistics that the ABI has put together on some of the case filings.
Thanks, Eric, and thank you so much for having me here today. It's a pleasure to be here in Texas and to see so many of you have left the cappuccino bar to talk about venue reform in Texas. So this is great. Glad to be here. I will throw out a little disclaimer. As the executive director of ABI, ABI cannot take a position on venue reform, I think Eric and I are going to talk about that in a little bit. But I am here to provide lots of data and information about what's going on the Hill and otherwise. But I can start out by talking generally about bankruptcy venue statutes. Most of you probably know these, but just in case. Code section 28 U.S.C. Code 1408 deals with venue cases under Title 11. Cases are should be filed in the district court for the district in which they're domiciled, residence, principal place of business, or principal asset in the United States, or in which there's a pending case under Title 11 in an affiliate, with an affiliate, general partner, or partnership. Courts generally apply the nerve center test. They look at corporate headquarters, where the decision makers are, operational activities, records and books, and, of course, creditor relationships. And as most of you know, this has been interpreted very broadly by the bankruptcy courts across the country.